Ready? Oh, banter and bonding, welcome!
Oh my gosh, what week are we on? 9?
I would say 9.
I think it's 9.
You know what? Like, this is the longest I've actually committed to something.
Thank you. See, no, this was definitely on a whim type of deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, yeah, this is really great for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually sticking with something.
Mainly because you don't have a choice, because I'm here before you get home.
No, that's not even true. I mean, like, yes.
It is true.
It's not. Like, we reach out to each other. Like, it's good. Like, we're, you know, like,
we making sure. We work together.
Making sure that we're good with doing it. There's so many things in life that we could just be like, I could just be like, no,
find an excuse.
Yeah.
Even if nobody listens, this is fun.
Absolutely. This is me time.
This is fun.
This is fun.
And I don't know if anybody's listening anymore, but.
Yeah. I did get a new fan. My husband.
Oh, yeah.
He has downloaded it. And good for him. He didn't even ask me. He just like downloaded some rando app and just started listening to it.
But doesn't he have like Spotify built into his phone?
He did not. He does not
he
listen
has a
to Spotify.
Samsung, but yeah, it but comes with Spotify.
Okay, he doesn't listen to it.
So he just didn't know what it was.
Right.
Okay.
So I taught him that. And then he got on. I told him about YouTube so he could watch. And he was like, oh, that would be cool. Like,
that's how my mom does it too, because she's like, yeah, just. I grasp
different.
More when I watch.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And it's funnier, like, when we say things and we, like, look at each other, like, well.
Or they can see you jumping up and down in your seat.
I've never actually watched us on YouTube because
you
of that.
Should. It's
I'm
pretty
like,
comical.
Dude, it's, get it's, a hold of yourself.
It's pretty great. So that's something that when I go back and rewatch, because obviously I have to watch things and make sure that it doesn't glitch or anything, that I'm like, How did that even happen? Like, I didn't even notice it in the moment. Like, it wasn't as funny in the moment as it is rewatching
right?
it. Right. So it's fun.
That's great.
How was your week?
Good. Week 4 of the cough.
Yes, it but is it's getting it's better.
Yes, very much better. Unless I laugh a lot, then
it seems more like a tickle than a cough now.
Yeah. So now, like, cruddy. So like, I just have stuff in my throat right now. Just you know. But anyway, because I'm laughing. But if I don't laugh, then I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, but I like to laugh, so the crud's coming up.
Well, I'll just leave, and then you'll have no reason to laugh.
Oh, girl, I'm pretty funny by myself. Sorry. You're right. I need you in my life.
Anything else this week?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
No, I didn't have anything too crazy happen. I mean, just normal everyday kid stuff. Extra kids at my house every day, which love her. She listens, and I don't want her to feel bad because she's like, do you hate me? Like, I've been here every day. I'm like, no. I don't.
Yeah, we love her.
Absolutely.
A lot. Yeah.
And I would let her be in my house every single day of the week.
She deserves
She's
that.
Currently in my house.
Yeah,
I got a second time today.
I love that.
So.
I super love that.
Yeah. So it's been great.
Eye-opening for the parent.
Yeah.
Good.
I think eye-opening, honestly, on both parts, though.
Oh, good.
Like,
very
even
good.
For me.
Okay.
And for my children.
Yeah.
Which is huge because they need to know.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
That it could be completely different than it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just been great all
I
around.
I love that.
So,
good.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else really. Just
cool.
Normal work stuff. Been on the road every day this week, which has been rough, but tomorrow I don't have anything on the road.
Nice.
I don't think. I don't know. Do I have bags under my eyes? I feel exhausted.
No.
Like, I feel like I haven't slept in 4 days.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see that.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to sleep better tonight, but chances of that happening are slim to none.
I know, especially when you need it, you ain't getting it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. Life goes on.
Yeah.
I'll sleep later.
Drink
in
a
life.
Red Bull.
If my door in my office is closed tomorrow, mind your business.
can I please join you?
Mind your business.
Me
and my
please.
Little desk with my space heater. Just
please
mind your business.
Bronson's not here. Please let me.
Mind your business. Leave me alone. I got
That's
important
great.
Things to attend to in there.
Yeah. On a call. I don't hear anybody. everybody.
Oh, man. Do you want to do our... It's not really food. It's candy this week that I brought.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, first and foremost, I got those audio lollipops that you sent me.
Yes!
Do you want strawberry or blackberry?
Strawberry.
Okay.
Oh, my Lanta. This is so fun.
So, Heather saw these on TikTok. I guess they're TikTok viral.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You put it in your mouth. Listen to music through your mouth. So you put it in your mouth and it plays a song.
Okay.
Taste and listen.
You have to put your earbuds in or your stoppers
yes.
in.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Does it say what your song is? Because it says mine is Let's Dance by Velvet Williams and Rainbow Heaven by Velvet Williams.
Okay. Let me see.
It's on the side. The other side.
Enjoy. Put the earplugs in. Click the button. Pause. Oh, here we go.
Long press the button.
Yeah. Playlists. Up to something?
Up to 60 minutes.
And then main event and perfect disaster? Up to an hour?
Of music.
Oh, my
God. I don't think the sucker would last that long.
I'm probably going to yell because you can't hear yourself.
What?
You yell anyways.
I do yell anyways.
Okay.
Ooh, it smells good.
Oh, it looks super cute. Okay, how do you open this?
Do you want me to do it?
No, I'm just going to use
Don't use your teeth.
Okay, I didn't use my teeth the second
okay,
time.
Okay, so long press the button to turn.
Okay.
What?
It's just so cool.
Okay, so long press the button to turn it on. Oh, there's a little square button.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Like, you can barely hear it, but... Okay, so I'm putting the other...
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Do you have both earplugs in?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Am I yelling?
Sorry, guys! Are you ready?
Yes!
One, two, three.
I don't even know the song.
That is so cool.
It is. Do you know the song?
No.
They're like K-pop or something.
It's K-pop.
Yeah.
My kid would probably know, but I don't.
Sorry, guys. Can't hear. They have no idea
what's going on.
No, it's so fun. And they taste good.
They do taste good. Maybe they'll be able to hear that.
Maybe.
I like it.
I like it too. Are we gonna do this the whole time, or I think
no? I'm gonna shut mine off if it'll let me.
It won't shut off.
Once it's on, it's on.
Well, it's 60 minutes. I really just want to give my kids these.
Yeah, if you don't mind your kid, suck it on this after me.
They can wash it off.
I wonder, hold on, do you have to have the earplugs on?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get the next one ready.
Okay.
That was so fun.
It was fun.
I wish I could have picked the songs. Gotta rinse.
Don't you love it? Lynx is just bobbing her head.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and the next is also a TikTok thing that I saw.
Okay.
It's Barnett's Mega Sour Candies.
Oh,
it's supposed to be
great.
One of the most sour candies in the world.
Okay.
I got an apple, because that seems to be like the most sour, you know what I mean?
Yep, my mouth is watering.
Okay, you gotta drink.
Okay. Is there?
I'm in a bag full.
Oh my lip. Can't even.
If you smell that bag, it like burns your nose from the citric acid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These can go to your kids too. I'll set them over here.
Oh my Lanta.
Okay, are you ready?
No.
Do you like sour stuff? I should have asked you that.
No. Okay, I mean, great. Like, I'd be like, this. It's awful. Yeah. My mouth is watering.
You don't like sour stuff. Do you like Warheads?
I mean, I like it, but I'm not going to, like, pick it up and be like, you know, like, really? That's my favorite thing.
I love one.
Yeah.
Like, I can munch on a lemon straight because it goes,
gosh,
it's one of my favorites.
No. We're going to have to do that one time.
A lemon?
Yeah. Have you seen that thing, that challenge where they eat lemons?
I sent it to you.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I'm like, just eat
a whole lemon.
Literally.
Like, they just peeled them and they were eating them.
Yeah.
Mm. Like an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
No. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why are you acting like that?
What? Mm-mm. What? How are you even doing this? Ah.
I could have brought you the world's hottest chocolate.
I probably would have let her see, I can't rather have that. Does it go away?
Not yet. Lennox ate one earlier, but his was blue raspberry.
It tastes so bad, but I don't know.
It's starting to get better now. It put a weird coating on my teeth.
No.
They're supposed to have fizz in the middle of them, too.
Ah.
It's sweet now. It's like a Warhead, just way worse.
What are you doing?
No.
No.
What? They are pretty sour.
No. And I gotta lick this crap on my hand. That is so gross.
The apple flavor is not good. It's sweet now. You want it?
Yeah. I just want the fizz in it.
Oh. Well, I did, Kevin got that for you. They're supposed to. And the blue bag that my kids ate earlier, they said they all had fizz in them, too. So I would assume that these ones would.
Okay, here we go.
This is sweet. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
You got your dentist on speed dial? Does it have fizz?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's really good.
The fizz is?
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
I don't like the coating it put on my teeth. Are my teeth green?
No. I like that. Can you suck mine up?
I can if you really want me to. I didn't mind it. It was pretty sour, though.
It was super sour. I'm not interested in that.
I'll bring you the world's hottest chocolate next week.
Okay.
It's hot.
Okay. Did you try it tonight?
I've had it before.
Okay.
I'll show you the video later. We actually did it as a team builder at work.
Mm.
Me and two of the guys that used to work there. Becky videoed because we didn't want her to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
It is hot.
The chip. Did you see the chip challenge?
The one chip challenge? Mm-hmm. I haven't ever done that one.
Yeah. I think Keegan. Who did that? Keegan? A few people did that.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one you have to be, what, 18 to buy it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see this chocolate you don't? You just buy it on Amazon.
Well, Amazon's like the black market for things, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot, though. 10 out of 10, I don't recommend it. One of my kids and then the girl that's been in my house did it tonight.
10 out of 10, don't recommend.
Oh, my gosh.
Were they puking?
No, they were gurgling milk and spitting it out and just trying to flush.
Okay.
But
it didn't seem long for Marley to get it out of her system.
She said her ear kept burning for some reason.
Dang.
Landon just, it was
could
hot.
Not. Yeah.
And he was talking mad crap before. He's like, it's just chocolate.
Yeah, he said that. He's like, it's just a small piece and you wanted a bigger one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So she did not fare well with the cinnamon, though.
Yeah.
A couple nights ago. Yeah. She did throw up in my yard.
Yeah, I saw that.
I got to see her strawberries all over again.
Ugh, yuck.
So.
Okay.
Anyways, that was fun. I'm going to find some more stuff
like
that.
Thank you so much for the sucker. Lynx absolutely loved it. I don't know what Jack's thinking, but.
I really don't like that feeling on my teeth.
You don't brush your teeth? You could use my toothbrush.
Thank you. Minty fresh. Okay, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, I got lots of stuff.
Well, hit me.
Okay, a tree. If you could be any tree, what tree would you want to be?
A fern tree.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, a fern tree.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be a willow tree.
Oh, that's fun.
I know, right?
I want to change my answer.
Okay, change it.
I don't know what to, though. No, I'll probably stay a fern tree.
They're strong.
If we're on strong, I'm going to go like a red oak or something.
You know what I mean?
They fare through the weather. Fern trees are in the areas of the country I love.
Yeah.
So probably I'll just stay a fern tree.
Yeah, okay. That works. What would you do if you were stuck in an elevator with a stranger and their cat?
I guess I'd probably just hang out till I was unstuck. I don't know what else you can do.
I would be calling anything and everything. Get me out of this place and away from this cat.
Is it a nice cat?
No, no, I'm just not a cat person.
I'm like, not either.
Don't bring your cat over here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stuck. So yeah. What options do I really have?
Pet it and lay down.
I guess I'll try to make it be my friend so it doesn't scratch me. I don't know what else I could do.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Just be nice to the cat.
Yeah.
That's fun. If you could swap names, what would you choose for your name?
Like a legal name or a nickname or just in general?
Legal name. Yeah.
I'd probably just go to Lou.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody calls me anyways.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a high school teacher that didn't know my name was Laura until I was a junior in high school.
That's hilarious because everybody called you Lou.
On my school papers, it even said Lou.
That's hilarious.
So.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think I just probably go to Lou.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no one name other that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I love that name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, let's be real, I was born in the 90s.
Right. So like.
I'm Laura's not going with pretty, Heather.
Yeah, that's Lou.
Or Marie. No.
That was double dig. Like, you can dig it once, but don't dig it twice. Got him.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
They're not... Your bad names aren't bad.
But I wouldn't choose them if I could choose them.
What do you know what I mean? Like, what would you choose?
Probably
Melanie?
No. I don't even know a Melanie that I like.
Mm-mm. I don't even know if I know a Melanie.
Yeah.
In real life.
I really don't know what I would choose. I mean, probably. No, I don't even know.
Do you know what your mom would have named you if you were a boy?
I did. Nope. My mom had something else picked out for me. And then my dad was like, Heather. That's it. Heather. Heather it is.
Heather fits you, though.
I mean, it does now because you know me as Heather.
It's just hard to see a Heather baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you don't just look at, but at the same time, like, it's hard to see an adult, like, what are some of the common names now? I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, so, I know. Like, I just don't even know.
But, like, all these cutesy names that people are naming their kids now, like,
yeah.
Brinley. I just don't see that as a grown person either.
Right.
So.
What? Somebody came in the other day and I was like, it's what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. People are getting weird with their names.
Yeah.
I mean, I named my daughter something very weird as well.
Unique.
Okay. Whatever. We'll agree to disagree.
I don't think it's weird. It's just very unique.
Yeah.
It's just so not common.
So is naming your child unique.
That's true.
No, that's weird.
I used to work with a guy who named his son Random. Random.
That's crazy. I know this kid when I was in whatever, it doesn't matter. He's Jerry's age. So like your age. So like 30s now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, his name was River.
Way back in the day?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm just like, River? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's just odd to see some names as adults.
Yeah.
But it's odd to see other names as babies.
That's true. Right. Adults as babies and babies as adults. That is so funny. All right. What is an inanimate object that you like or miss?
Inanimate object that I like or miss?
Yeah. Like, I wish that I had the old photographs from my childhood. I miss the photographs.
My Nintendo DS.
Oh, fun.
Because okay. We used to all have them, and we would go to the pool, and we would all play Mario Kart. Because you could play, like, yeah. I think you could link six together, and you could battle it out, and we would all do that. Hilarious. Even on rain days when the pool was closed. That's like, they would go unlock the pool.
That's fun.
They would unlock the pool house, okay. And we'd hang out in the pool house to stay out of the rain.
That's fun. Oh, my gosh.
We would play Mario Kart.
That's so cool.
Or on the bus.
Yeah.
So I would probably say that, just because... Yeah. Of those times.
Yeah.
What about you?
My pictures from my childhood.
Oh, I don't have many of those. So
yeah. So we have, like this bag one time, it's like a book bag and we had all these pictures in it. And then our house burnt down when I was a sophomore in high school. Anyway, all the pictures were gone and there was a box and we didn't get any of them.
Darn it.
So yeah, just stuff like that. You know, you can go back through and mm-hmm. I do have like some things, my mom has this like the baby book that of me mm-hmm. and I look like my brother Jake in the book. But the only thing you could tell apart is that my eyes were crossed and his weren't. Good thing I didn't have a lazy eye. Anyway.
You looked like Jake.
Yeah. Fat and ugly. Okay. We're busy. What do you need?
I think they're just trolling.
What a bunch of
crazies. What a bunch of crazies.
We should give them these sour candies.
What?
Yeah. Heather had to take an intermission, everybody. She did not announce her exit. She just got up and walked away. So, here I am.
Stop in it! All my lonesome. Stop it!
I knew you would be doing that stuff.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just let it be quiet and people are going to think that it's messing
Fortnite,
up.
He just wants Fortnite, Lou. He just wants Fortnite.
Shouldn't he be going to bed?
That's what I said. Well, then you gave him a stucker.
Well, you gave him a stucker.
Okay, but it was only an hour and they might as well
okay.
pop around.
All right, well.
Parenting, bad parenting.
What about bad parenting?
I'm bad parenting. It's 8:15. My kid should be in bed. But they're watching... They're
eating suckers and
doing hoodlum
drinking
stuff.
Mountain Dew, probably.
Yeah, probably. All right. Doing hoodlum stuff. This is kind of personal, but what is the weirdest gift you ever received?
Those pillows.
That's hilarious. So for Christmas one year, my grandma... Okay, so there's 18 of us grandkids, and we all go to grandma's for Christmas Eve. Anyway, so she gets all the girls' stuff, all the boys' stuff, and it's like, you know, the same. Anyway, so one year she decided she was going to get all the girls' underwear. Well, my dad said, no, you ain't, because my grandma was going to get everybody a thong. And my dad said, no, you ain't. And I'm in high school.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Your grandma was going to buy you guys thongs?
Yeah, because I was like, what everybody wore. That was a thing.
I love that.
So anyway, my dad was like, way to go, grandma. Except
for. Can you imagine your grandma in the store shopping for those?
I actually can. She would be like, what you girls think?
Okay.
Yeah. She's awesome.
My grandma would not have.
My grandma would be like, I don't know what they're wearing them for. But anyways, she got everybody thongs. And little Heather, the only one.
You
and
I'm not granny
even,
panties?
I am not even the youngest granddaughter.
You had granny panties.
I did. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, this is so crazy. Like, Dad, please. And I had already bought myself underwear, uh-huh. right? Like, I've already experienced life at this point. And then I'm like, what am I going to do with these?
You've already experienced life at this
point. I mean, like, I've already worn a thong by this point. Like, and he's just like... No, you're not getting that for her. You know how embarrassing? It was like all the cousins are like, they got in thongs. Huh? And then they're like, like, how awful was that? That was so
awful.
Why didn't
your grandma just get it anyways and then give it to you another time.
Like, so, like, we would also do, like, I don't even know. Like, she would have something and we'd go to the back room. Like, she didn't, you know, mm-hmm. so she could have definitely done that. That's definitely a thing. She okay. could have yeah. Anyway, so that's the weirdest gift I got. Anyway.
Okay. I'm so glad that I learned that about you because I'm probably going to use that later in life.
Right. Okay, doppelganger.
Okay.
Okay. Do you believe in it?
I think that two people can look very similar.
Okay.
Like the drummer off of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
And Will Ferrell look identical.
Oh, okay.
The drummer's name is Chad. What is his last name? Chad something or other. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer. Tell me that this guy does. Chad Smith. Tell me this guy does not look just like Will Ferrell.
Just like Will Ferrell.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's funny. So I think that there can be people that look
similar.
Very similar.
Yeah. Do you have you ever been mistaken for somebody?
No, but my dad used to.
Oh, okay.
He used to, like, if we would travel and he had this cowboy hat that he would wear. People thought he looked like Alan Jackson.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
He actually did with the cowboy hat on. That like, is he hilarious. Had the mustache. The yeah. hair color was the same.
That is so patient. Fun.
But no, I have not.
That is
and
hilarious.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. So the other
I'm
day.
I'm unique.
You are.
Maybe I should have been named unique.
We can change it.
It's no, four, thank you.
It's only $400. Just got to put your name in the paper for 3 weeks. Okay, so the other day.
Time out. Have you ever seen Friends?
Yeah.
Phoebe Banana Hammock.
No.
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
No.
Oh my gosh.
She changed her name?
Phoebe changed her name when she was dating Mike.
Okay.
And she changed her last name to Banana Hammock. And he was like, do you even know what that is? And she was like, no. And he's like, yeah, we're going to have to, like, show you that. And she was
rechange
appalled.
It?
Yeah, you'll have to look it up. Or I'll okay. show you later on YouTube
okay.
or something.
Okay, that's funny. So last week, this week, some lady was like, are you from Abilene? And I said, no. She's like, where are you from? And I said, Minneapolis. And she says, oh, you look like my cousin's daughter. And I'm like, mm-mm.
Wouldn't that also make them their cousin?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just like, okay. Yeah. Anyway, she's like, I haven't seen her for five or six years, but yeah, you look just like her. Okay. Anyway, there's a lady that followed my mom around Walmart or a grocery store or something. And the two ladies are just following her around being weird. And mom's like, what is going on? And they're like, you look like our sister. Okay. Well, I'm not. Otherwise I'd be like, hey, sis. Like, she was like, what the heck is happening?
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, what is the best memory you have as a child?
The best memory?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to pick one.
Oh, that's so nice. You have lots of them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
I would say... I would say, so we used to go on a family vacation to Colorado Springs every year.
Okay.
And one year, my sister got to take one of her cousins with us.
Okay.
And these two idiots went into a river.
Okay.
And it was freezing cold. And okay. we kept trying to tell them, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
So then my sister gets out there and she could, like, her legs lock up because she's so cold.
Oh, man.
And so, like... She powers through it finally, and she gets back to land. And my mom's like, did you learn anything? And so from that day on, anytime something would happen, like even if my mom wasn't around, if something happened, we would both look at each other like, did you learn anything? So that moment gave us like a lifetime of fun memories.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything? It wasn't, did you learn anything? It's, did you learn anything?
I love that.
So, yeah, it gave us a lifetime of fun memories.
Very nice.
You?
I would have to say that we lived in St. Joe in this by this lake. And Levi and I were watching, my older brother and I were watching we lived in this trailer house, and Levi and I were watching this Sasquatch show. And, like, we were super scared, super petrified. But, like you, it has, like, we always made fun of Sasquatch, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's, like, a whole thing in the family. Like, Sasquatch is a whole thing. So, like you, like, we made, like, this whole deal out of later on in life. Anyway, so that's super fun that, you know. And we lived, like, on the lake. So there's trees and stuff. And yeah, anyway, that was fun.
Do you ever think of that when you're driving on Old 81 and see that Sasquatch in the tree
line?
Yeah.
So have you seen my brother's?
No.
Jerry's. Over here by the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
When he lived over here,
I haven't seen it since he's moved because I don't really pay attention. But yeah. And I hardly ever go out of town that way.
I don't ever go that way.
Dollar General. But
yeah.
Because I usually drop the kids off and just head out.
Skeet out. Yeah. And so. When it was over here at their other house, as soon as you would pull up to that stop sign and then you like look, you could see this figure. And I was like, every single time it got me.
That's funny. Dang it. Is that why he has that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We just Sasquatch is the whole thing.
That's funny.
When you choose dinner, how do you decide? Do your kids decide? Does your husband decide? Do you just cook what you like?
I do a meal plan a week at a time, and that's how I buy my groceries. I buy groceries every week. Each kid chooses a meal for one out of the week, and then I get to choose what day it's on depending on what we have going on.
Right.
And then Cole chooses a meal, and then I fill in the blanks with what I want to make. Because if I'm cooking, I'm going to cook what I want.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They get to pick a meal that they want, and then I make the rest of what I want.
Nice. Very nice.
If they do have the option, though, if they want to cook a meal, they get a second pick.
Very nice.
So they could do two a week if they actually wanted to.
Nice.
But they have to actually cook one of them if they do two.
Right.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
You?
Nah, just what's in the fridge.
Living life on the fly.
No, always. I hate that. Like, no. Growing up, we...
I even have an app.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Why are you not sending it to me?
Do you want me to just share it to you?
Yeah.
See, like... Look.
Yeah, but I'm not like.
It could give you inspiration.
Yeah, that's true too.
I'll just share it to you.
Okay, great. Growing up, we ate dinner every night at 6 o'clock. Like my mom always had meat, potatoes, and a vegetable. Like that was our life. And now as an adult, I love stability. I love to be able to plan. I love what is the word? You know.
Routine?
Yes, thank you. I love routine. But, you know, with me working late, Cody working, the kids' sports, you know, all the things.
You can definitely tell when you look through there, if you go to past menus, like you can tell when our sports seasons are, and you can tell if somebody's fixating on a food.
Right.
Because it's every week.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Yeah. So it's just fly by the seat of my pants. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can maybe get into a routine at some point.
Well, it's wintertime. You can do a lot of crock pot stuff.
That's true. We did talk about that the other day. Yeah, I just need to start doing that.
I have a cookbook that I'm going to bring you that's all crock pot recipes.
Nice. Very
so
nice.
That I used a lot when Cole was in KHP.
Oh, yeah. Because it was just you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would do it. I mean, I think we probably ate a crock pot meal 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Just because had 3 littles.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, we had 4 dogs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Makes one of the littles being a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Year and a half old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say 5 crock pot meals a week.
Dang. I could do that.
Yeah. Super easy. And I always prepped them the night before and put them in the fridge.
Yep.
And then that way in the morning, all I had to do was pull it out and throw it in the base and turn it on.
Yeah. I love that.
So.
Very nice. What's your favorite TV show that you could binge watch over and over and over?
Friends.
Mine's Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, I've seen that. So I will say this may be a spoiler for people, but once Meredith died in the water, it just got weird for me.
Yeah.
And I quit watching it after that.
Yeah.
But I'll watch it up to that point several times.
Yeah.
But I probably watched.
What do you mean she died in the water?
Wasn't she, like, dead for, like, 20 seconds or something like that?
I don't know, but she's still alive now, so...
Is she, though? There's a conspiracy that she's actually dead and she's just, like, living her dreams now. That's the conspiracy.
I can see it.
Yeah. So, like, it just got different for me. Like, I feel like the show took a turn at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I watched it up until that point, mm-hmm. and then I think I watched maybe, I don't know, 5-6 episodes after that, and mm-hmm. I was like, this just is, it's kind of like Wednesday. Like, it just got weird.
Yeah.
So, but I did watch Station 19, like the spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
With the yeah. fire station. Yep. I watched yep. that, and it was
yep.
really good.
Yep.
But I would say, like, if you come to my house on any given day when my kids aren't home, it's on TBS, and it's either Friends, The Big Bang, like,
yeah. those old school shows. Yeah. shows. Yeah, I like that.
Because they still have, like, kind of insulting adult humor in them.
Yeah.
That you couldn't get away with now.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's fun. I like Big Bang.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd watch it over.
I watched Young Sheldon, too.
Oh, I don't like that.
You didn't watch it? Mm-mm. Or you didn't like it?
I've seen an episode or two. Lynx watches it.
Yeah, it took me a little while to get into, but once I... like watched a little bit and got like a good grasp yeah. of it. It actually yeah. turned out to be really good. Yeah. So
nice.
I've never watched the Georgie and Mandy's first marriage.
Yeah.
Cody, I've heard good things about it, but I've never watched.
Yeah.
That
Cody
spin-off.
And I got into the first, tried to get into the first episode yeah. and we were just like, no, it's kind of slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's maybe, it. I mean, I could watch like Boy Meets World.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Saved by the Bell.
Right. For sure.
Fresh Prince. Like, I could watch those over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But, like, as an adult show, mm-hmm. it's probably Friends.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Okay, we talked about, like, the weirdest gift, but what is the best gift you ever received? And who gave it to you?
The best gift I've ever received. And who gave it to me? I would say probably the quilt my mom made me.
Oh.
Just because I know how much time it mm-hmm. takes and like effort to put into that.
Yeah.
And so I was at her house one day and she's got a whole bunch of fabric in her basement. Mm-hmm. Like a whole rack. And I told her, I was like, hey, I really like that fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's an older... like florally print.
Okay.
But it's a black and white one.
Oh, that's fun.
So I was like, I really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to me, she pulled it off of her shelf so nobody else could pick it. And she made me a quilt with it.
I love
and
that.
And so it's red, black and white.
Very
and
nice.
And it was for Christmas.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then she made my husband one. And so in the winter, because in the winter we don't share a blanket.
Okay.
Because I get really, really hot and mm-hmm. he needs 3 or 4 blankets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't share a blanket. Mm-hmm. And so in the winter we use our quilts.
Very nice.
And he uses like a comforter and other crap too. But
yeah.
I use the sheet and my quilt.
Very nice.
But yeah, I'd say that's probably the best one just because of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You?
Okay, long story short, Cody got me a blow dryer, a Dyson blow dryer, and he put a lot of thought and effort into this gift. A lot, like probably 3 months of research on this, okay? And I want to say he gave it to me for my birthday, maybe? Okay, that's really
crappy. Your anniversary.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, he gave it to me at one time.
I thought it was your anniversary, but it might have been your birthday.
Yeah, so then I just was like, I just don't know that I would... It's a Dyson blow dryer. And it's like, you know, not to like damage your hair and all these things. And it's like super great. And I got it and I was over the moon about it. But at that moment, it was just not a smart gift. It was super expensive. And I'm just like, I am not willing to take this gift. So I returned it. And I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is because I want him to know that that was the most thoughtful gift he has ever given me. Ever. And we had a conversation this morning about it. I said, it takes me 10 minutes to blow dry my hair. I said, so I just need to hurry up and go take a shower because I had to get to work. I said, it just takes me 10 minutes to blow dry my hair. And I absolutely hate it. It used to take me 4 when it was shorter. Now it's long. And he was like, it'd be nice if you had that Dyson.
Good for him.
I hate him.
Good for him.
I hate him so much.
Good for him.
I'm like, okay. He literally...
All right, here we go.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah, so I'm like, he listens now, so I just thought maybe I'm just like, oh, sorry about it.
That's so funny.
But thank you so much for getting it for me and thinking maybe you get it again.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
He's like, she's gonna return it.
What is something that you are passionate about and would like to share with others?
I would say I mean, besides the obvious of like my Lord and Savior, I would go with like foster care oriented stuff. Just because there's a lot of things within foster care that a lot of people don't think or consider about. Specifically that like the kids have to go through like their monthly check-ins, things of that nature. But I always advocate for foster care. Like, yeah. I truly believe that not just Kansas, but like the whole country needs more foster care.
Absolutely agree with that.
They need more people that care. They need more people that are willing to help. And not just for monetary value. Like, because in the grand scheme, there's not a lot of money into it.
Right.
For licensed foster homes. Now, if you're a kinship, you don't make crap.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even cover costs. So, I would say foster care.
Yeah.
I think that if you have the means to do it, that it's and the emotional ability, because it is very emotional, but if you have the ability and the means, I think that you should look into it for sure.
Yeah. I like that.
So that's what I would say.
Mine would just be tell more people about Jesus.
Yeah.
I am not very good at that. I'm not like, I like to talk to people, but I don't know how to open the door. You are,
but maybe it's because we always have open conversation about it.
That's true.
And I don't see you interact with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But when we interact, it's just like a common conversation.
Yeah, that's true. I have witnessed to a few people at work, but they have to like push it forward. You know, like they have to open the door. I just wish that I could be more like, you know, walk into Walmart and be like, can I pray for you? You know, like, because Jesus puts people on my heart. God puts people on my heart. I just wish that I could do that more.
On the work aspect, I think it's always a little bit harder, and it shouldn't be. But I think it's a little bit harder because if it's not receptive, you still have to spend every day with these people.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think it could be just a little bit harder. Again, it shouldn't have to be. Like, it shouldn't.
Right.
But I think that it naturally is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that witnessing at Walmart would be super cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. One time I went through the McDonald's drive-thru and this beater of a car is in front of me or behind me. And it's just, he's annoying. I'm just super annoyed. And I'm just like instantly through my head. I know it was God. It just instantly, well, stop laughing and help him. And I'm like, bruh. So I said, can I pay for his stuff? And he got $3 worth of stuff. And I almost yelled back, bro, you cheapskate. What else you want? But you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe that's all he could afford that day.
So I rolled up to the second window and he's at the first window. And he had to open his door to talk to the lady. Mm-hmm. He literally is standing there and he can't get out, you know, because his door is open to the wall. Anyway, he's like, hey, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm getting shot. And I was like, hey, you know, looked out my window and he was like, God bless you. And I said, no, God bless you. And he goes, I just want to say thank you so much. That was my last $5. And I said, well, I hope you get to eat dinner tonight. Please save that for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, but then again, I'm just like, yo, cheapskate. What else you want? Because you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like things like that. That was a good witnessing moment, you know. But anyway, yeah, I just wish that I could do more like that.
Yeah.
So.
Wish people were more receptive, too.
Mm-hmm. Other than, I'm broke. God didn't bless me.
Yeah.
And forget you because.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, what is a habit that you would like to break or a habit you would like to develop?
Habit I would like to break or I would like to. I don't know.
You can choose both.
I would like to, or develop.
Yeah. Like start a new habit or break a habit.
I know what develop means.
It was for the viewers, not you.
I would like to. Can you go first?
Okay. I have lots of bad habits. I would say cleaning the house is a bad habit. Like,
girl, don't even next.
No,
like, no, you're convicting me. Next.
No. What?
Next.
Stop.
Next.
You know what Jesus does when your heart is on you. Yes, it was beautiful, top notch. And then you let your kids back in the house again. Yeah. You unlock the door.
That's exactly what happened.
Gosh. Keeping up with the house, like being so busy, I'm just not being able to do that.
Well, it is just about to get busier.
I know. And I want to develop the habit of just getting in a routine. Like, I know a woman in my life that she, every Thursday, she cleans. Like, she doesn't plan anything on Thursday. She tells her husband she's not doing anything.
We have jobs.
I'm just saying, like, if I could just put on that day that I'm like not working, my husband also bought me chocolate. Do you know why he bought me chocolate? Other than he's never bought me chocolate.
Is it that time of the month?
No. Because he was like, I just want you to sit down on the couch and just watch TV and eat chocolate. Because I've had a lot of stress going on. Yeah. So it was just like, oh, that was really nice. But you know what I didn't do? Clean the house on my day off. I just really need to get into this habit. Like, I want to do this for myself and my children. And you.
I don't live here.
When you walk through the front door and you're like, oh, it's so nice in the foyer. And then you come around the corner.
Actually, I was stumbling on crap before I even got in the house.
Okay.
Because I had to pick up a book bag off the sidewalk.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Jack's book bag was on the sidewalk.
Oh, my Lanta. See?
I said, Jack, what the heck, man? And he said, what? I said, you just going to leave this outside? Yeah.
Oh,
I said,
gosh.
Then you're going to be looking for it in the morning, and you're not going to be able to go to school. Okay.
Oh, where's their father? I've not seen him at all since I've been home.
He was here.
Mm-hmm. He's hiding out.
Yeah.
What the heck? Anyway, okay, that's cool.
Okay, back to me.
Yeah.
I want to... So, when I got pregnant, I gave up caffeine.
Yeah.
And then I just recently started drinking a little caffeine here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would drink Sprite or like a root beer.
Yeah.
I want to give up soda completely all over again. Because I did it for like the first 7 months where all I drank was water.
Yeah.
And I felt great with all my other stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I missed the fizz so bad.
Mm-hmm. But so, that water pop... Or that what is it called? You don't like
the American Clear?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But there's nothing better than like a crispy Sprite.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I'll have to call that back in a minute because they never call me.
Oh, okay. What time is it? We got time?
We're at 48 minutes.
Okay. We can always shut her down early too because, you know. Okay.
It's okay. Only 8:40. They'll be up a while.
Okay. Okay, so pop. You
yeah,
get rid of pop.
Quit.
That's a good idea.
Quit drinking pop altogether.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I would feel better.
Yeah. I feel like if I quit.
Not that I drink pop all day long. Like
right.
I drink water.
Right.
But
right. Yeah.
Just to completely clean it back out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like if I don't have coffee or something in the morning, then I'm just tired all day. And I feel like it's, okay, people are going to be like, no, it's not. But it's a mental thing for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I have coffee, then I'm not tired. If I could just not think that way, maybe if I could rewire my brain to think water is going to make me energized, you know? I don't know.
I just,
yeah.
Not happening.
Keep looking at it.
Maybe if I bought like a soda stream and I just add the carbonation to it.
To the water?
Yeah. Without the flavor.
I think that would be disgusting.
The sparkle. I miss the fizz. Yeah, you're probably right. That'd be gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay,
I'm not,
next.
I'm not into that. Whatever you want to do. Okay. What is an annoying quality in a person?
People that don't know how to chew with their mouth closed.
Okay, one of the things that I like...
People that don't know how to chew their mouth closed. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. People who do not know how to chew with their mouth closed. Go ahead. Your turn.
I did that tonight. Oh. She's like, are you ready? I was eating popcorn chicken. I was like...
Okay, but you were doing it like...
to hurry and eat.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like people who are like...
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I can't.
One of the things that I don't like is when you go to like a group setting and someone is just like constantly inserting themselves into the conversation and they're talking and talking and talking and talking and they always have to one-up you. That's annoying. Don't do that.
I feel like you're convicting me again.
No! I have one person in mind that I'm thinking about. But anyway, yeah, I don't like that. Don't be over-talking. Just don't. And then if I look at you sideways, like, don't share. Not you, but these people. This person. I'm just like, stop sharing. Nobody cares. you know who I'm talking about.
I feel like you're convicting me again.
No, I'm not. What Jesus does in your heart is nothing to do with me.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about.
What is your favorite travel story? I know you talked about your sister and like in the whatever, but like something else come to mind.
Oh yeah. So my sister was in the military and she was stationed in North Carolina. And so my mom and I flew out there 1 year for Christmas and my mom had never had Fresca before, like the soda Fresca.
Okay, yeah.
And so on the plane she had a Fresca.
Okay.
And she cracked it open. She took a drink. She looked at me. She goes, refreshing. So when we get to North Carolina, I told my sister, I said, hey, we have to go to Walmart. Like, we have got to buy Fresca. You've got to hear this. So we went to Walmart and bought Fresca. And every time my mom would crack one open, she was a big Coke drinker then.
Okay.
And then, like, maybe it was right around that time frame, she switched from Coke to Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
But not like a fruity soda at all. Citrusy. Okay. Yeah. I mean, she would drink a squirt every now and then, okay, but
yeah,
it was not a citrusy soda person. Yeah. So we bought a 12 pack of Fresca and every time she would crack one open, she would just go, refreshing.
Cause she really felt that way or because that was like,
so even to this day, like she'll be like, Fresca sounds good. I'm like, is it refreshing? And she'll be like, shut the hell up. Like, I'm so sick of you. Like, me and my sister,
all the time.
We used to get her for her all the time. Like, even if she popped open a Dr. Pepper, she'd take a drink and be like, refreshing. And she'd be like, shut up, you two. And she'd be like, you guys drive me nuts. So I would say that's one of my favorite travel stories just because.
You made memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Yeah,
that's fun. Do you have a favorite family tradition?
We don't have family traditions anymore.
Do you want to make a family tradition? Why did you just make me feel so stupid?
I mean, we celebrate Christmas. That's it. Like,
okay, but like, is there something that you want to do with your family? Like, you want to start something? Like, your family is whole now. Like, super whole.
Kind of.
What? Okay.
I mean, like, we still have the dynamic of his family, my family, what are we doing? Where are we going?
Like, no, I just mean like you and your children, you're whole at this point.
I mean, so we always, so the kids always get a Christmas Eve gift.
Okay.
And in that gift, they always know it's pajamas,
mm-hmm,
a package of hot chocolate,
mm-hmm,
a bag of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a family one, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
And so they open up, they get in their jammies. We watch we make the popcorn, we make the hot chocolate, and we watch the movie.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty much it though.
Okay.
I mean, they decorate the tree.
Right.
But we don't really have like traditions because every year is different. Like we don't know who's coming, who's going. Mm-hmm. So it's never steady because I don't know if my sister's coming home or I don't know if my mom's coming over. I don't know if he's going to have family visiting. Right. So like it's never the same every year.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you guys?
No. Yes. No. We just started 2-3 years ago. 3 years ago. after two of the boys had moved out, we started going to an Airbnb for Christmas. I don't know why traditions are always around Christmas, but anyway, so we started doing the Airbnb for Christmas, and that is something that I will forever do, just because, like, maybe not when, like, you know, I have my family as a whole again, but I just think that it's a fun extra thing, and you get to make memories with your kids.
Yeah.
So I just, yeah, we're going to do Airbnbs for Christmas. We don't do Christmas gifts. We do Santa brings a gift and the stockings. And so when we get home from the Airbnb, then that's here because Santa came. But yeah, we don't do extravagant gifts. It's one gift and stockings. That's it. And we spend time at the Airbnb and doing things yonder.
We discussed doing trips or like cruises every year. The thing with that is Allie is petrified of water.
Yeah.
So we can't do the cruise. And then we discussed everybody putting in every year, like within the lower 48, where they would want to go for like 5 days.
Yeah.
And then doing the last one that's drawn is where we go. But we have a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, he could put the McDonald's play pace, which we would obviously pick somewhere to go.
Right.
That would just have to be a stop. But at that point, like, that's me planning something.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to, like, that's just me picking two things, essentially.
Right.
So we discussed that, and one kid was okay with it. One kid wasn't okay with it. One kid's still very materialistic. One kid is not. So, I don't know. Maybe when they're older, if they want to go on a family trip, like college age, whatever, we'll do that. But, yeah, for now, we just hang out in the house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know.
And that's it.
Because there's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
You know. How gullible do you consider yourself?
Not.
I am super gullible.
I'm aware.
The sky is purple. Really?
The other night it was.
It was. I still didn't see it.
I didn't even go
look. I'm annoyed.
I really wanted to go for a drive and look, but I was like,
I did last night. I should have called you. We left my brother's. We went to go have breakfast. And I just went and drove. I'm like, where's North? So I'm like driving. Again, brain fog. Like, I'm just like, you know, life. So anyway, I'm driving towards Delphi's. And I'm like, this is North. I know this is North. And then I'm like, okay, but I don't see anything. So then I'm like second guessing my whole life.
So then you started heading south.
So I headed south. And then.
Did you go east and west too? This is why when we go places, you don't drive.
Okay, but I'm like, maybe I'll see something if I go
this way. Little Dipper?
That was definitely in the east. Sunrise is in the east. In the east.
The Northern Star, any of it?
Yeah, saw a bunch of stuff. And then the meteor shower. There was supposed to be one or something to that effect. And I didn't see anything.
Which direction was it supposed to be?
The sky is the sky. The sky was literally the limit.
You should have just laid down and looked up.
Okay, but I should have, because when you're driving, you can't like not focus on the road because deer everywhere.
Go find a dirt road and just park and shut your lights off.
Should have did that, but I'm not doing that in the middle of the dark or in the middle of nowhere by myself. What if Sasquatch is out there? No. No. How about no?
Yeah, it's probably a good thing you didn't call me, because I would have been making fun of you.
So annoyed with me. Yeah, are you even going? I would have been like,
take me home. I'm over it. Take me home. Take me home.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not entertaining this. Take me home.
I super love that. Oh my gosh. All right. We got one more?
Yeah. Take me home.
All right. What do you do when no one else is around? Like, just you. I know this is, like, very like hard.
While I'm working or when I'm not working? Because sometimes I, like, work from home.
Not working.
Heather, I don't remember the last time that happened. Mm-hmm.
What would you want to do?
Well, it's been over 5 years, so I don't know.
You wouldn't know what you wanted to do? What you would want to do?
No.
Mm. You know what I want to do?
Tell me more.
Sit on the couch. Put on a good Hallmark cry fest movie. Like, probably.
You know where my mom lives. Feel free. That's her favorite thing to do.
Like, I would, like, pull up, like, the Titanic or, like,
the notebook.
Yes. And just, like, sit and, like, eat bonbons and popcorn and, like, all the things and just, like. Mm.
No food in the living room.
I know. I hate that.
Same thing at my house.
Super stupid. Well, you know what? I could sit behind the couch.
Although I have a garage with a TV.
You do.
But you and it's
like,
heated.
But you don't like the notebook.
I don't mind the notebook.
Okay, then. What? Like, you may bring a couch over?
Well, we're going to get new furniture and the couch is going to go onto the
couch. So here
bring your lawn chairs.
How about now? I just want to cuddle up on the couch with a blanket and just be like, you know.
I was cuddled up on the couch with a blanket the other day at your house.
I know. And it felt
you
so
yelled at me for what I was watching.
Can we please tell everyone what you were watching?
I was watching Gunsmoke. What is wrong with Gunsmoke?
And? I'm not a fan.
Have you even watched it?
I did watch a little bit, and it wasn't, like, that bad, but, like,
it's there is so much humor in Gunsmoke.
It was just not something I wanted to cuddle up on the couch and watch.
Okay, well, I'll find something better.
Gunsmoke 2?
It's called MASH.
I've got to tell you a story about that. That is so
about
funny.
About MASH?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
No, not here.
I also do love MASH.
Yeah.
And Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
Those
I like
classics.
The old Matlock.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
so good. Have you seen the new Matlock?
Mm-mm.
Okay, anyway.
It's not worth my time.
Well, it's actually pretty good.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
anyway. You don't ruin a good thing. So what is your... So you like a good love story.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite love story?
What is that new one? I want to say it's A Fault in the Stars or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, with, Shaylee, the lady that played on, American Teen Pregnant Girl, whatever, where she gets super sick.
They can't be next to each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is her name? She was engaged to Aaron Rodgers for like 12 days.
Okay.
Air. Shailene Woodley.
Okay.
This girl.
Yes.
Yeah, she played in Secret Life of the American Teenager, where she was a teen mom.
Oh, okay.
She got pregnant at like 15.
Okay, so that's
The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes,
I've never actually seen it.
Okay, it's so tear-jerking. Like, that is like... the best.
That was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
That was 11 years ago, and you're like, it's a new one.
I mean, like, you know,
I knew what movie you were talking about, but yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's super good. If you want a good, like, oh my goodness, that's good stuff, you watch that. Yeah, anyway, and it's just sad that they're in the hospital anyway, right?
Have you ever seen Stepmom? I think it's called Stepmom. It's an older one, though.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, 1998.
Mm.
with Julia Roberts. Stepmom. In a mountain high, in a valley low.
Nope.
Oh, that's my one of my faves. I'd watch that, or like Aaron Brockovich.
Okay. Yeah.
Or have you ever seen Jennifer Lopez's Enough?
Mm-mm.
That one's good. Okay. Or Angel Eyes is good.
Mm-mm.
Enough, she gets married to a guy who abuses her, and then she like runs away with her kid, and then she comes back and kicks his butt.
Oh, nice.
That's super good. Angel Eyes, there's like a, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but there's a car wreck, the paramedic comes back, ends up falling in love.
Okay.
Yeah, I would watch something like that.
Yeah.
I just think The Notebook in general is just like the over-fascinated love story movie.
No, I definitely agree with that.
So I don't mind it.
Right.
Like, I think the story is a good storyline.
Yeah.
It's just when everybody talks about a romance, it's mm-hmm. The Notebook.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what do you want to watch tonight? The Notebook. You know, that's like what teenagers watch to be cool or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It was okay the first 2-3 times I watched it, but I have no desire to watch it again.
Yeah.
So, there's kind of like a love story, but like Fried Green Tomatoes is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Movies like that,
mm-hmm.
I could sit down and watch them over and over again.
Yeah.
So, that would be, I guess, probably what I would do. I don't know.
Okay.
Again, it's been over 5 years since.
Mm-hmm. We need to get you. I was going to say out, but I think I mean in. We need to get you.
I could
in.
I could go out too, I guess. You
could go out.
Okay, that's a lie. I've been out to go grocery shopping by myself.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that free time, but it's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, my world revolves around my kids.
Mm-hmm. And a good nap is when you like, when you know that your kids are safe and taken care of.
The last time I took a nap is like when I'm sick.
Yeah.
And just don't feel good. That's the only time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'll be with my husband and see if I can go in or out, whatever it is. If we can schedule a time for that.
Okay. That'd be great. I think he should definitely do that for you.
I mean, this weekend I'm going to have some girl time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's not the same.
Honestly, I'll probably end up getting yelled at because I'll do something wrong. I'm going to go canning with my mom and my aunt, and so I'll probably get yelled at for doing something wrong, and it'll be like old times.
Is it refreshing?
I'll feel like I'm 10 again.
Is it refreshing?
No, it's stressful.
Oh man.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I don't. Wrestling starts next week.
Yep.
Are you excited?
I am super excited for Jack to start his first year. And I'm super sad that Keegan will be starting his last year.
Did you love that TikTok I sent you earlier?
You're stupid.
No, it was like, I look around and I see people with a kid that's a senior and a kid in kindergarten. And I'm looking at them like, why? What were you thinking? And you're already in that boat, but by the time my youngest is in kindergarten, my oldest will already be graduated and like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Or sophomore in college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who's the real loser here?
Okay, but I didn't birth that one.
Both of them.
Both of us.
Both of us.
That just means we're getting old.
It does.
There was another one that was said something about too old to hang out with my youngest's friend's parents, but too young to hang out with my oldest's friend's parents. And I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that one because I look at Allie's friends and I'm like, dude, they're like,
their parents are old.
Late 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my mom's in her mid 50s.
Yeah.
And they're in their like late 40s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And then I look at people who have 1-year-olds and I'm like, you're 19.
A child. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Yep.
And I'm in my 30s.
Yeah. You really do have an odd range, huh?
Well, Allie was born when I was 15.
Yeah.
And Ryder was born when I was 30.
Yeah. Dang.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
That's super crazy.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
That's all we got.
That's all we got.
We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Love ya.
Love ya.